T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Again, Lee Sterling, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking with him. He is a professional sports handicapper, and the website is ParamountSports.com. Now, Lee, you went 4-4 with us last week. Usually you're on with us on Fridays. You went 4-4 last week. Does that constitute you getting the rolling, rolling, rolling song?
Yes.
Okay, then play it, Solana.
There we go.
I mean, I feel like we all lost the vig, but whatever.
Whatever Lee wants, man, that's Lee.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Have you ever seen the movie, Lee? I was talking about this yesterday. There's a movie about sports gambling called Lay the Favorite with Bruce Willis. Yep. Have you ever seen that?
I have. In fact, I know the gentleman the movie was based on.
Oh, really? Okay, because it was based on a true story, but I consider it to be one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It's not very good, but any movie that Catherine Zeta-Jones is in, it's a good movie for me.
Right. It's got all the pieces. Sports gambling, right. Vegas, Bruce Willis, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Vince Vaughn. Right. Like, it should be much better than it is, and it was just terrible.
It went pretty much true to form, and then they didn't make up enough. That was probably the problem. I used to love every – there was a sports movie one time that Kathy Ireland was in. Remember that movie? She plays the kicker.
Oh, yeah. That was – oh, my goodness. What was that? She was so beautiful. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. Kathy Ireland, she was
– weird.
I came out of there. I'm smiling and everything, and my wife says to me, she says, what are you smiling at? I said, it was a good movie. And she said, that movie was terrible. I said, Kathy Ireland was in the movie. And she says to me,
necessary roughness.
That's it. And so she says to me, did you see her hands? And I'm like, honey, you don't make love to the hands.
That's what Sanaa Lathan's like that, Lee. Have you ever seen Sanaa Lathan's hands?
No, I haven't.
She's a B actress, but she has these little nubby baby fingers, but she's beautiful, and I see her little troll hands, and it turns me off.
You know who was else? Who else was in that movie? Sinbad.
That's right.
Unnecessary roughness?
Yeah.
He was the center.
Yeah, he was. I mean, not the most athletic dude in the
world. I mean, it was horrible acting. Scott Bakula playing a quarterback. It was awful, but just seeing Kathy Ireland, it was worth it.
She was beautiful.
Hey, Lee, it's funny.
There's some great sports movies. You know, probably my favorite is Rounders.
That's the best sports game. Well, not sports gambling, but the best gambling movie, right? That's a poker movie. So good.
Yeah, and another great gambling movie, underrated, is The Cooler with William Macy.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
Never seen.
Pretty good movie. There's a couple of awful ones, though. You ever seen The Long Shot? Isn't that the
no.
It's a horse racing movie. I think Tim Conway's in that one, but I may have just made that up. But, yeah, this one I had such high hopes for because there's very few movies about, like, sports gambling. There was Two for the Money, right, with Matthew McConaughey. But
this movie recently? Is that why you brought that up?
Yeah, so the guy who runs our affiliates, if you will, Dan Day, said, oh, I know that you're going to love this movie because it's sports gambling and it's beautiful women and it's Bruce Willis and it's Vegas and it had all the pieces. And so I watched it the other night and it immediately vaulted to the number one worst movie I've ever seen.
Well, I will give you something to watch that involves sports, not gambling, but I thought that was well done. It was on Netflix called Jack of All Trades. You heard of it?
No.
Story of a 39-year-old, not kid anymore, but gentleman. He goes back to visit his mom, and he had been involved with, you know, collecting trading cards. And he thought he had some real valuable cards. He wants to find out how much they're worth.
I did see it. I turned it off halfway through. I hated it.
Oh, you didn't like it, huh?
Hated it. It bored the hell out of me.
Oh, you got to see what happens in the end with his father.
Oh, that wasn't interesting.
His father was one of the biggest trading card store owners in the country. Walks out on him right after his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it looked interesting in the recap, like on Netflix, and then I started watching it. I couldn't get through it.
Okay.
Hey, Lee, it's funny that you say you're talking about the movie. And you're like, oh, I know the guy that movie was based on. Like right. Me playing linebacker my whole life, you know, Junior Seau, right. Zach Thomas, Derek Brooks, Ray Lewis, right. Mike Singletary. You as a gambler, do you have guys like that, like where you can rattle off gamblers' names from the past?
Oh, yeah. There's some guys. I mean, colorful characters. I mean, and some of them are still doing well, and some of them gone bust. I know some guys, unfortunately, I know a gentleman who owned one of the biggest sites for where you went on and you talk gambling, committed suicide, was doing great, and in a matter of 2 weeks went bust, went from up like 7 or 8 million to down 4 or 5 million and committed suicide, unfortunately. And also some other people that things were looking great and, you know, they went on tilt and, you know, they're working other jobs. So you see a little bit of everything in this business. I've had famous people as clients. I've had a few athletes, not many at all, ex-athletes, and also had some producers of and some directors of films. They're interesting. So had some call me on set in other countries asking me questions, you know, before a game starts. So we'll sit down and we'll tell some stories one day.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to hear those stories. Yeah. All right, now we spent all our time talking about movies, so we got to blaze through these picks, okay?
Yep.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, ParamountSports.com is the website. UM is an 18-point favorite over Georgia Tech Saturday.
I would lay it, not a game I'm personally playing, but I think Miami's the right side here. Georgia Tech switched offenses, and they went from a triple option to a spread. Well, when you do something like that, you better make sure you have a quarterback or get someone in the transfer portal. They don't have any guys, a quarterback that could play for Booker T or Carroll City or even U school. I've seen the U school quarterback. This kid would be a huge upgrade over anything they have. I'm going to lay the 18 points. I like Miami here probably by 25, 30 points.
How about the Dolphins? They are a 17-point dog in Buffalo Sunday.
Pretty soon I'm going to take Miami. And I thought I had it last week until Fitzmagic came into the game. It had played pretty true to form. But I'm gonna lay the points here for one more week here. This is the most that Buffalo has laid points since Jim Kelly was
wow.
in his Super Bowl heyday here in 1992. Really good defense here. They're rested, 6-1 spread run since the end of 2018, as are the Bills, and held Tom Brady to one touchdown just a couple weeks ago. So give me the Bills. It's not going to be pretty. They'll probably win the game something like 27-6.
All right, real quick here, I'm going to go through some college football games that have interest for people locally. FAU, they play tomorrow night. It's a Friday game. They're 5.5-point favorite over Marshall.
I would take Marshall here. A lot of South Florida kids and kids from Florida, they always take it personal. I watched them last year, last game of the year. They came down and just handled FIU. So they don't do anything fancy. They usually control the line of scrimmage. Really good defensive backs. I think FAU may come away with a win, something like 33-29, but I'll take the points here in Marshall.
Crowder's Florida Gators are a 5-point favorite on the road at South Carolina Saturday.
South Carolina, I just can't back them. Everything went right for them to win that game. Georgia just kept turning the ball over. They were outstated, was South Carolina. They won because of those plus-4 turnovers. Florida's defense right now, 20 turnovers in 6 games before the LSU game. They did not get a turnover in that game. But Hilinski, the quarterback for South Carolina, is not 100%. If he goes down, they're in huge trouble like they should have been last week. But Georgia just failed to capitalize here. And the Gators last week had, believe it or not, an 84-48 play edge and did not come away with a win. So I think they'll get it done here. Also, Florida plays real well as a road favorite under Mullen. 4-0 the last 4 games. Give me Florida here, 27-16.
How about UCF? They're a 33-point favorite hosting East Carolina Saturday night.
East Carolina is absolutely awful. I mean, I saw a promotion they're giving away. I think if you come dressed in a costume, you get to get into the game for free. Some of their games this month. So I just can't back this team. I like UCF. They usually take care of the bad teams. They should win this game by close to 50.
FIU, pause up, Papa. FIU, 24-point favorite over UTEP Saturday.
If you think things are bad for your team in the NFL or college, you haven't been following UTEP. 0-12 3 years ago, 1-11 last year, 1-4 this year, and they're also 1-4 against the spread. This is a horrific team straight up and against the spread here. FIU covers versus these lower-level teams, and FIU's offense the last three games, 526, 541, and 510 total yards. Give me FIU by 30 over UTEP.
And finally, Wake Forest is giving FSU 1.5 points Saturday night.
I'm going to go with FSU here. I think Wake Forest is banged up at quarterback. Really like the kid they have as a starter. Hartman's not bad, but he can be forced into errors. And Florida State's starting to come around. I think their defense is playing much better. And just the skill level player is just much, much better. Also, Wake Forest, 8-9 against the spread the last 5 years at home as a home favorite under Clawson. Wake Forest's defense getting exposed. They lost their best linebacker. They usually throw a lot of jump passes, long passes to the receivers. They have these two receivers, Washington and Surratt, that go 6'3 and 6'5. But FSU, all their DBs are above 6 feet, so not going to work too well here. Give me Florida State, 38-30.
Finally, give us three random picks. Your choice, Lee Sterling.
We're going to first go into college. We're going to go with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, one of these teams, when they played with rest and playing against a ranked team, and they are the favorite, 4-0 the last four times this situation has presented itself in the last decade. Baylor somehow has staved off losing a game. They won in double overtime last week. Horrible call by the official. The Baylor center snapped the ball. It was recovered by Texas Tech, and they came up with some rules, an errant snap, which was an incorrect call. But Baylor lost their best player, linebacker Clay Johnson. Their quarterback is banged up. Ambush City here. Oklahoma State wins this game 37-30. We'll also go 2 weeks in a row with the Washington Huskies. Washington Huskies came through for us last week at Arizona. This week they're at home. Winner basically is going to get to play in the Pac-12 championship game. A lot of eyes are going to be on both quarterbacks, Justin Herbert for Oregon, Jacob Eason for Washington, but just feel that Washington has the better running backs, better offensive line, and by far better coach. Chris Peterson does a great job in close games, and Mario Cristobal in a year and a half has already choked two big games because of clock management to Auburn and also Stanford, series host 13-6. Washington by a field goal, the wrong team's favored, 27-24. The last game is the Chargers against Tennessee. We're going against Tannehill. The public like Tannehill. The line was -1. It's now -2 for Tennessee. Tennessee quarterback sacked 7 more times last week. His stats look great. He came in. They were just playing a prevent defense here. This L.A. team is horrific at home, but on the road, this is where they do their best work. 8-1 against the spread the last 9 outside of L.A. Give me the Chargers here. They win the game outright over Tennessee and Mr. and Mrs. Tannehill.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Hurricanes laying the points, the Bills laying the points against the Dolphins. He likes Marshall getting the points against FAU tomorrow. He likes the Florida Gators. He likes UCF laying a massive amount of points, FIU laying a lot of points, and FSU getting 1.5. And then he likes Oklahoma State, Washington, and the Chargers in the Tannehill Bowl. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.